So we are about 10 or 11 days into this season of Lent, and if we've been doing it well, then this responsorial psalm and the first reading should probably really speak to us. As we seek to root sin out of our life, we become more aware of just how deep those roots of sin are. And so we beg the Lord in the psalm today to not deal with us according to our sins. Because like Daniel, in this long list of all of the sins and the rebellion and our disobedience, we're just constantly reminded of that. But these words of hope from Daniel, "But yours, O Lord our God, are compassion and forgiveness." This is who God is. And then Jesus in the gospel is commanding, encouraging, inviting us to have that same disposition towards those around us. You know, because we are created in the image and likeness of God. And so when we think about that, how often do we think about the compassion and the forgiveness of God as how we're supposed to be towards our brothers and sisters, our neighbors, our enemies? So as we continue in this season of Lent, this journey to the depths of our heart, as we seek to root out sin, those vestiges of selfishness, self-concern, we ask God to continually be merciful towards us, to show his mercy, to not deal with us according to our sins. And we pray for that grace to have that same attitude, that same thoughts towards one another. You know, we're easily excusing of ourselves for our sins. We can come up with a million different reasons why we do certain things. But we're not quite so forgiving with one another. We are very quick to judge and condemn not simply the actions, but the motivations. As we spend time reflecting on ourselves, as we spend time reflecting on the cross, the crucifix, the way of the cross, we should be overcome with mercy for ourselves and for one another. So yes, Lord, do not deal with us according to our sins.